Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to yet another episode of Luke's English Podcast. I'm not entirely sure how many this is now. I'm not sure which number episode this is. I think it's probably in the sort of late 60s, early 70s, something like that. Wow, I keep doing them. I haven't stopped yet, and certainly haven't stopped yet. I know I've just said the word yet, which might suggest that maybe I'm going to stop. But I haven't got any plans to stop, but you know, I'm sure I will stop eventually. I mean, everything stops, doesn't it? I mean, in one day, I won't be able to do this anymore, you know, mainly because probably, well, I'll be dead, you know, eventually. But while I'm still alive, certainly now, I'm going to keep doing them, right? So that's good. I expect you're happy about that, unless you're someone who's just started listening to this. Maybe you've just discovered this on the internet and you thought, oh, all right, Luke's English Podcast. Oh, I think I'll have a listen to that and that might be interesting. And then you listen to it and then it's just me doing this and you're like, that's rubbish. Who is he? You know, maybe that's what you think. And in which case, as I've said before, you know, don't worry, just stop listening. Maybe you can do something else, like maybe sort of flush your head down the toilet, maybe that kind of thing. Could be a good idea. Now, in the last episode, I set myself a challenge, which was to try and speak for 45 minutes without stopping. And I thought that in this one, because that proved to be quite successful, that seemed to be quite a popular episode. I got quite a few messages and things from people who said, I liked that. That was good. Then I thought might as well do another one. And that's quite good for me because it means I don't need to sit down for ages writing big plans of, you know, how I can teach you some vocab and then planning the whole thing, spending hours and hours doing it. I can just sit here and talk like this. And that's kind of fun. Why am I doing it? Well, I don't know. It's good to set yourself challenges, I think. It's good to set a challenge for yourself. I was wondering before if just speaking like this means I like the sound of my own voice. And I was thinking about that. And as a matter of fact, it's not. I don't think it's really true. I don't really like the sound of my own voice that much. Sometimes I listen back to episodes of the podcast and it's pretty horrible. I just listen to myself and I think, oh my God. You know, I say certain things too many times, in my opinion. I say, you know, too much. I say that when I'm thinking, you know, things like that. I did it just then, you know, right? Yeah. And also I say things like, as well, you know, which is a way of sort of saying something, saying a word when you don't know what else to say and think. So it just comes out as but if you ever listen to kind of professional speakers or radio presenters or that kind of person, they rarely go do they really? I mean, when was the last time you heard Barack Obama going you know? You know, he doesn't do it because he's a brilliant speaker, a brilliant public speaker, and he's unlikely to go, in the middle of a sentence. It's not going to sound good. He won't get re-elected if he keeps saying, all the time. You know, can you imagine that? So, people, I've decided to make some new policies, you know... Yeah, so please vote for me. You know, he's not going to do that because he's professional. And since I'm just a person, I'm just a person, I'm just a man, just a human man, then maybe it's okay for me to go from time to time. Anyway, so in this episode, I'm going to set myself another challenge, and that is to speak continuously for, let's say, I'm going to say 30 minutes. I'm not as ambitious as I was last time. Maybe that's because I feel like 45 minutes is a bit of a challenge. Actually, to be honest, I don't have 45 minutes. I've just got limited time tonight because of reasons, okay, which I'm not going to tell you about, because there are certain things I do like to keep private, okay? But I've given myself a 30-minute window. Yeah, I'm expecting a phone call, okay? So if the phone rings, then I will have to answer it, okay? But basically the rules for this podcast for me, my challenge is I've just got to keep speaking for 30 minutes and I've got to keep it interesting, right? Now, I've decided to add a few other rules. One, got to speak continuously for 30 minutes, okay? I can't stop until it's 30 minutes unless I get a phone call. If the phone rings, I'm allowed to pause and then continue after the phone call if I want. I mean, it depends how long the phone call is. Might be a long call, in which case I will just go to bed and then continue doing this later on. That's my choice. It's my prerogative. Okay? That's my decision. It's my prerogative, right? Prerogative. Yeah. Justin Timberlake talked about that quite a lot. It's my prerogative. Right? That's Justin Timberlake impression. Yep. Prerogative is like your right to... It's like the right you have to do something, okay? Not that common a word. Maybe they use it in America more than we do. So where was I? I was talking about the rules. Got to speak for 30 minutes continuously without stopping unless I get a phone call. Second rule is I have to try and keep it interesting. This should be interesting. I don't want this to just be a collection of mundane, self-important sort of nonsense. I'd like to make a few points as they occur to me if I can. So it has to be interesting. Now, saying that, I have a kind of condition to that as well, and that's that I'm allowed to talk about one mundane topic. But if I talk about something mundane, for example, if I talk about my choice of toothpaste, for example, then I have to move on to something more profound, more meaningful. So I can't do two mundane topics in a row. I've got to do something mundane followed by something profound and very interesting. And if I've managed to make a profound and interesting point, I can move on to something mundane again. You know, like, for example, the benefits of leather against plastic. You know, why leather is better than plastic. That's just something that came to me off the top of my head, right? So I've got to speak for 30 minutes. I'm actually already 7 minutes in, so this is going quite well already, I must admit. You may beg to differ. You might think this has already become horrendously boring, but that's your prerogative. It's your prerogative, right? So let me recap the rules again, just in case you haven't got them. Maybe I could just spend 30 minutes just recapping on the rules. I probably could, but that would be just a bit weird. So 30 minutes. I'm going to speak for 30 minutes without stopping, okay? No pausing, no kind of going to the toilet, no sort of going out for a breath of fresh air. I can't go and make myself a cup of tea. I can't just stop and write something down. I can't, for example, if I make a mistake, if I say something stupid that I regret, I can't pause, go back, edit, and then carry on. No, I've got to just keep speaking for 30 minutes. And unless I get a phone call, in which case all bets are off, I can just do whatever I want, okay? If the phone rings, I'm out. Right. So that's it. 30 minutes phone call. And the other one was no pausing. OK, so I can't pause for a long period of time. So if there's an extended pause where I just don't know what to say, I fail. OK, and if I fail, I will stop there and I'll post as much as I manage to do. OK, up until the point where I failed. You know, I kind of worry. I worry about this podcast. I worry too much in general. I think it's got to be perfect. It's got to be I've got to teach things in it. But I do that during the day. You know, I spend all my day teaching bits of vocabulary. That's my phone. I just heard my phone ringing. My phone is ringing. You probably can't hear it, but it is. I'm going to pause this. I'm already cheating, but I'm not cheating, actually. It's a clause. I'm coming back. All right, my phone's ringing. Okay, so I've had my phone conversation, and I'm back. I'm back in. I'm back into the matrix again. And so, right, what were the rules of this? I can't believe I'm going on and on and on about the rules like this. I hope that you're finding this interesting if you're listening. But anyway, what are the rules? Well, one, I've got to talk for 30 minutes and I've got about 20 of those minutes left. Two, I can't stop for any reason unless my phone rings, right? And I've already sort of used that condition there already. So that's one. Three, I am not allowed to like pause for a long period of time because that's cheating based on these rules, okay? And fourth, I am obliged to keep talking. And even if that means, okay, I'm allowed to talk about something mundane, but if I do that, then I have to start talking about something profound. And only after I've said something profound or tried to talk about a profound topic, then I can go back to a sort of boring, mundane topic and so on. And five, this might be a bit ambitious. I have to try and conclude. I have to have some sort of conclusion or message at the end, which perhaps I can use as the basis of the name of this episode. So those are the rules in place. And so we're now 10 minutes in. So here we go. Let's get started. Right. So you're probably listening to this. Well, you are listening to this. If you're hearing this in your ears, then that means you're listening to it, really, doesn't it? Well, you may be hearing it, but you might not be listening to it. So you're certainly aware, you probably hear the noise, but are you really listening? I hope you are. And being a listener to this, you're probably a learner of English, in which case you might think, Christ, he's speaking a bit quickly and he's not making much sense. Well, I'm just trying to complete this task, okay? I'm just trying to speak for 30 minutes. Your job is just to try and keep up, just try and understand what I'm saying, just try and keep up. And like I said in the last episode, you've got to try and notice any bits of language that I'm using. Now, for the last one, I asked people online who listen to this to perhaps notice some bits of vocab and type them and add them to the comments on the website. Now, one person actually emailed me, one amazing listener emailed me with a whole script of the entire episode written out. And she said that she listened to the whole episode and typed and wrote it all, transcribed it all by hand, and then typed it all up. And that's incredible. It's a 45-minute episode. It must have taken her ages. But she said, one, it was really good fun because she listened really carefully and managed to understand, you know, like 99% of it. She listened really carefully. Secondly, it was very rewarding, she says, because it really made her focus clearly on absolutely everything I said. So it was really good exercise for her English. And she recommends that everyone or all of you should try and do that. Just try and listen to part of this and try and write it all down word for word. You probably won't be able to get every word, but you can just do your best. She actually sent that to me by email, so I'm going to put it up online on this page for the last episode, and then you'll be able to read it. I think I need to make a few corrections to it, but you'll be able to read that at some point. So for this one, maybe someone out there can listen to this and try to write it all down and then send it to me, and I'll post this online as well, and that'll be really useful for people out there on the internet, in internet land. Okay, right, so okay, I've got to speak now. I've got to choose what I'm going to talk about. I can't spend too much time just choosing. I've got to pick something. Right, so talking of pick, I've just found something here on my desk. Now, what I've got here is a guitar pick. Okay, a guitar pick is a plectrum. Okay, a plectrum is something that you use to strum the guitar with. To strum, I mean to kind of hit the strings with your hand. You know, hit the strings with something to make a noise. I'll give you an example of strumming a guitar because I've got my guitar here. Whoops, that's the strum. That's strumming a guitar. Okay, I should probably play some music. Maybe when I'm speaking, I can play a little bit of music on this, and it might somehow add to the general sound of the podcast. Maybe that'll be a good idea. It could punctuate the thing, give it like an interesting angle. Maybe sound a bit like a song, and give the whole thing slightly interesting tone. That might be a good idea. I don't know if it's going to stop me from being able to concentrate while I'm doing this, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just not really going to say anything at all while I'm doing this, but maybe I will. So anyway, here I've got the guitar, and I'm just going to play bits of music while I'm speaking. That's an interesting idea. Try not to hit the microphone with the guitar. It's generally a good idea. Right. Oh, I nearly paused there. That was like at least a 2 second pause. Now I have to avoid doing that. I'm multitasking. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to do two things at the same time. I'm trying to talk, I'm trying to do this challenge, and I'm also trying to play the guitar at the same time. Now, they say that women say often that men can't multitask, but that's not true, is it? That's not true, because men multitask all the time, don't they? I mean, imagine for example a fighter pilot, right? Fighter pilots, they multitask, so they have to multitask to make sure that they don't like get killed in the sky, right? So they're multitasking all the time. It's difficult being a fighter pilot. You really have to multitask. Imagine a fighter pilot with a girlfriend, right? Now, he not only does he have to concentrate on flying the plane and doing the multitude of tasks required to fly the plane effectively, avoid the sort of bullets in the sky and all that kind of thing, he has to actually try and stay alive while flying the plane, and he's going to be thinking about his girlfriend. Imagine a fighter pilot who's being sort of chased by another plane in the sky, and also he's got a girlfriend, and it's nearly Valentine's Day, and his girlfriend's got a birthday coming up. He's going to be thinking about like three or four different things at the same time. He's going to be thinking, how can I fly this plane so I don't die? What am I going to get my girlfriend for her birthday? And what are we going to do on Valentine's Day when that comes around? Tell me he's not multitasking. That man is multitasking like the internet, yeah? He's multitasking like Google Chrome, or, you know, he's multitasking like an iPhone 4S. iPhone 4S, apparently that's just been announced, actually, by Apple. They had some big press conference or some sort of news event at their offices in Covent Garden here in London. Now, Apple, God, they are popular, aren't they? Everyone's into Apple. Well, a lot of people are. And you've got a lot of obsessive fans out there who love Apple. And I don't mean apples, you know, that you eat, because obviously they're very popular. I think probably apples as a source of food are more popular than Apple as electronic products. Don't you think? I think they are. I think probably more people consume apples as a food source than they do things like iPhones and iPads. I certainly hope so, because an apple is a fairly very good source of nutrients, and they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, doesn't it? So it's probably a good thing that just apples as a fruit are more important. But also Apple computers are very important as well. Not important. They're not really important, are they? Well, maybe they are if you've got one. You know, if you're like an office worker and you have an Apple computer, that's pretty important to you, isn't it? Because you're going to think, oh, if I don't have an Apple computer on my desk, I'm not going to be able to do my job. I'm not going to be able to send my emails. I'm not going to be able to receive emails. I'm not going to be able to, like, get my boss's emails. Well, that's a good thing. Because when do you enjoy getting emails from your boss? I wonder. Because, oh, I paused again for a bit for a chord. I'm going to put the guitar down. I know you're thinking, I like the guitar, Luke. I don't know what kind of voice that you use when you speak like this, but, oh, Luke, I like your guitar. That was nice. I've got a headache. I don't know why you'd be saying that, but that's just funny. I wonder if you're listening to this thinking, Luke's mad, he's lost his mind, something's gone wrong inside his head. But you try just talking for 30 minutes without pausing, because it's hard. You end up saying stupid things that you regret. But what the hell? Anyway, where was I? Apple, right? Apples, they're good food, right? But Apple computers, you know, they're great and everything, but they're not that essential. Now, they've just apparently announced the launch of a new phone, the Apple 4S. I don't know what's different about it, except that it's got an S. Maybe that's it. That's just like, well, okay, so we're going to launch our new Apple mobile phone, smartphone. It's amazing. This changes everything. And it's like, well, what have you actually added to the phone? What functionality is added? Well, mainly we've added a letter. There's a new letter on the back of the phone. A new letter. Wow, that's fantastic. What, you've added a new letter to the alphabet? Have you, you've like innovated the alphabet? That's amazing. Well, we haven't exactly innovated the alphabet. We've just added a new letter onto the name of the phone. Oh, okay, right. So you mean it's sort of, you've added a new letter. Which letter is it? Well, we've added S. So, yeah, we've added the letter S. You've added a letter S. What is it? Apples? Apples? Like Apples 4? Is that, you know, do you get more than one or something when you buy it? No. It's just Apple. Apple 4S. Apple 4S. So what's that, like Apple 4s? So, well, how many of them do you get? I mean, Apple 4s, is that like, was that 16 phones or something? No. You still get the one phone, but we've added the letter S on the end of the phone. And that's it? That's the only difference? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we figure our consumers out there, they want more from their smartphone. They want another letter on the end of it, and they think that's going to be a vast improvement on the current service that they have from their Apple 4 phone, which I'm sure you'll agree is already an incredible piece of hardware and an absolute must-have for any human. So what you're saying is that you've just taken the Apple 4 and you've just added an S on the end, and you think that that's enough of a reason to invite everyone here to Covent Garden. A lot of us missed out on our dinner because of this, just so that you could announce that you've added another letter on the phone. There are other functions involved in this Apple 4S. It's going to be a major step forward. I can't really say that word in an American accent. Forward. A huge leap in that direction. My American accent is slipping quite dramatically here. I think it's because I'm just so excited about the new Apple 4S. It really is incredible. Okay, right. Thanks very much. I think I've heard everything I need to know. That's probably what it would be like at Covent Garden today. They probably have added some other functions to the Apple 4 in order to legally be allowed to call it the Apple 4S. I mean, what's S? Is that super? Superb? I don't know. You see, I'm speaking as someone who's not informed. I'm just not well informed. I'm sure the S means something, and there are probably some like Apple fanboys out there who can tell me what that S means, and who can also tell me in great detail exactly why Apple 4S is that much better. They could have called it Apple BS or Apple 4BS, maybe. That's that would have been more appropriate. BS, as you know, it stands for bullshit, doesn't it? But no, I'm sure that the Apple 4S is a lot better. They've probably made it faster, and they've made it, you can probably like browse Facebook a lot more easily using it now. And that's a good thing, isn't it? Yeah. So, yeah, Facebook. I was thinking today, okay, I'm not going to speak with a guitar because that's cheesy. It's pretty cheesy. But you know what? You know what? I like being cheesy because, I love to be cheesy guy. That was my BlackBerry making a noise. I'm a cheesy guy, you know, and I just love to sit here with my guitar sometimes and just play a few chords like this, and, you know, it just puts me in the right kind of mood. So I'm going to just have the guitar here, I think. Very fucking cheesy. So the Apple thing. Yeah, Facebook right now. Everyone's on Facebook all the time. It's growing all the time. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I had a kind of revelation today about Facebook, and that was that I realized that I know now what Facebook is for, I think. And it's not for... I don't think Facebook is for writing boring comments about what you're doing. Actually, no, it's not about that anymore for me. It used to be about that. It used to be about kind of letting my friends know that I was going to have a barbecue or something, or letting my friends know that I just learned how to juggle or something, you know, or letting my friends know that I'm just about to eat a lovely sandwich. Ooh, you know, like sort of just about to have a lovely cheese and ham sandwich. Excited, lol. That sort of thing. No, it's not about that anymore, because people do kind of bitch quite a lot about Facebook. They complain about it and say, God, you know, oh, these boring status updates. I don't care about your sandwich. That's what people say, right? So I don't want to write those boring things on Facebook anymore. Although saying this, I probably tomorrow will forget I've said this, and I'll put on something like, oh, I've just had a lovely cappuccino, or something like that. It's not about writing those boring, mundane things anymore. It should be instead about sharing content, right? It's like a way for you to share things that you've found on the internet. And that way, if we all did that, then it would be a really good way of just filtering the internet, you know? So if you can imagine, you log onto Facebook and then you can just see what your friends suggest that you look at. There are so many videos on YouTube, for example, it's impossible to decide which ones to watch. You know, there are so many choices. And so I just think, well, go on Facebook, and if your friends, you know, your good friends have found some interesting videos or something, then they can post them on Facebook, and you can just have a look through all your friends' videos and all the content. And that is like TV, you know, it just becomes like TV that your friends have chosen. Instead of going home and switching on the TV and just watching what the BBC has chosen, although I do think the BBC are brilliant, I think they have some really good content and they're great. But instead of just allowing like a group of strangers who you don't know to decide what you're going to watch, you could go home and just log onto Facebook and see what your friends have decided might be interesting for you to look at. And that's good. And if you find something on YouTube that you think is funny or interesting, you can post it on Facebook as well. And that's, I think, just a good way of filtering the internet. There's so much stuff on the internet that it's impossible, really, to see all of it, to find it all. I mean, you'd end up spending your whole life on Google, just Googling things, you know. I could easily do that. I could easily waste sort of a couple of years of my life just Googling things, you know, whatever they come into my mind. Like, you know, just randomly interesting things like sort of what's the biggest fish in the ocean? Well, I know it's actually the blue... No, it's not the blue whale, because that's not a fish. So don't... You nearly got me there. You nearly got me. You nearly thought, ah, oh, Luke doesn't know what a whale is, but I know what a whale is. It's not a fish, it's a mammal. The biggest fish in the sea is actually the whale shark. Yeah, see, it's a bit confusing because of the word whale shark, but a shark is a fish. It's called the whale shark because it's massive. It's like the size of a whale, but it's actually a shark. It won't kill you, it won't eat you though, because it eats krill. I don't know if you know what krill is. I think they eat krill. Krill is like little micro, sort of tiny little shrimp, basically. That's what a whale shark eats. So the biggest fish in the sea is a whale shark. Yeah, so you could just Google sort of random information like that. What's the biggest fish in the sea, if you wanted to watch that, or if you wanted to find out what that was, or, you know, just random questions like... what's the difference between a hare and a rabbit? A hare and a rabbit. Well, a hare is not a rabbit. It's just a bigger kind of rabbit. That sort of thing. There's loads of stuff on Google that you could just search for. And you could, for example, search for how often does the queen pick her nose? You know, there's probably going to be something on Google about that sort of thing. So, but you could waste your life just finding things on Google. So why not let your friends just... sort of show you some things on Facebook. Quite a good idea. So no more mundane crap on Facebook. I think we should just use it to basically share YouTube videos and things like that. Yes, that's a good idea. People complain a lot about what you can... People complain a lot about the way we communicate these days. You hear people complaining about Facebook, saying things like, "Oh, Facebook's so, you know, so dull. You know, I hate all these." It's like reducing the way that people communicate with each other. People don't spell properly anymore. It's really dumbing down the way we interact with each other. Well, you know, at least we're not, you know, at least we're not mice, you know, because mice actually communicate using their own poo. Don't they? Yeah, and pee. They actually communicate through poo. So, you know, if, like you see sometimes little mice poo. Those are like their little status updates on Facebook. Mouse poo is like status. It's like Facebook for mice, you know. So at least we're not mice. It could be worse. Imagine if humans did that. Imagine if people communicated with each other using poo. You know, you kind of go to the pub and your friends say, "Hey, Luke, how are you doing?" And you'd say, "Well, you know, find out for yourself." You know, there you go. And they go, "Oh, okay. Oh, I see you've been on holiday. Okay. The Caribbean. Lovely. I see you enjoyed the local catfish curry. It looks like you had a fantastic time." That sort of thing. That would be strange, wouldn't it? Yes. Yes, it would. Right. So I think I've probably... I've reached the 30-minute mark. And that didn't feel like much at all. So I feel I should conclude in some way. Let's see, what kind of conclusion could I bring forth here? Well, since I've been talking about Facebook, let's bring some sort of conclusion here, which is I think on Facebook, you've got to try to communicate something meaningful. Don't just say something... don't just try and attract curiosity about your life. So don't try and make it look like your life is more interesting than it is. Because if you say something like, if you say just something like, "Oh, I found a new kind of tea today," then people are just going to be like, "Why did you write that?" So instead, you need to try and do something constructive on Facebook, or at least share something that you found that you think would be interesting. Is that a good enough conclusion? I'm not sure that is a good enough conclusion. I think last time it was a better conclusion. If you remember, I said that we should all just buy each other ice cream. Let's just eat some ice cream and be happy. Yeah, well, and that was a pretty good one. So let's say, okay, here's my conclusion for this one. If music be the food of love, play on. Okay. Now, those aren't my words. That's William Shakespeare. The first lines of one of his plays called Twelfth Night. I have to thank my parents, by the way, for like taking me and my brother to Shakespeare plays when we were children. It educated me, educated both of us. I'm not massively literate. I don't know that many quotes from plays or books, but I know that one, and I think it's a good one. If music be the food of love, play on. And that's the beginning of this play, Twelfth Night. The character is, I think he's in love with someone, and he's kind of thinking about her and thinking about how he can get her to love him. And so someone is playing some music, and he says, "If music be the food of love, play on," which means if music is the food of love, then play on, right? So if you play music, then that helps us to... It helps to feed love. Maybe it helps feed love in the world, or it helps to make someone love you, or it's the fuel for love, maybe. That's a cheesy podcast. I think I'm going to call this one the cheese episode, because... it's been pretty cheesy, you know, this kind of music and stuff. And if music be the food of love, play on sounds a bit cheesy, but it's actually very profound. And I've talked about mice for a little bit. So the cheese episode, that's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to just play a little bit of music at the end. This is like that episode of The Office where David Brent brings a guitar into the office. It's a bit like that. If you don't know what I'm talking about the TV show The Office, which is a brilliant sitcom written by Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, The Office. And it was originally a British sitcom, a comedy show set in an office, and it's about how life in an office can be really embarrassing and boring and funny. The Americans then made their own version of it, which is also very successful. But the British one's the best one, actually, I think. So that's it. That's the end of this episode. And it's going to be called the Cheese episode because it's been pretty cheesy in total. So that's it. Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.